For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. We continue our interviews with Lansing City Council candidates with at-large hopeful Yanis Y. Jackson. After her career took her out of state for a time, Jackson moved back to Lansing last year to help run the family business. She's managing editor of the Chronicle newspaper. She has an MBA degree in marketing and over 15 years of experience in the corporate world, experience Jackson says would be beneficial on the city council.
I think that a lot of the things that I learned within corporate America as far as structure and looking at trend analysis, things like that, will be helpful. But I think more of the experience with my father's business, working in the community for over 31 years and getting to know politicians and the way things work in the Lansing area, I think that has helped me more than anything. It's great to have those technical, those hard skills and things that I learned in corporate America, but my love is community service, and that's why I've made this shift, and it couldn't have happened at a better time. I was looking for something a little more fulfilling, and it happened, you know. Kind of went out in the world and made my own mark and came back home to help with the family business. And it's really flourishing. And that is ultimately when I had the opportunity to assist with the Hillary Clinton campaign. Had I not come home, I wouldn't have known about the opportunity. And so it was just it was impactful. It just really changed my life.
Well, I wanted to ask you, like I would ask most candidates, what issues you would first like to take on if you're elected?
One thing that I'm very passionate about is the area, the shopping center around Logan Square. I look at that as a bleeding artery, and it has been bleeding for years. It saddens me terribly because I was here, you know, I was raised in Lansing. I went to public schools here, elementary, middle school, as well as high school. And I remember when that area was thriving. And now I can't even drive my car through that lot, you know, because there's so many potholes and things like that. And so one of the things that I was thinking about is maybe putting together a community action committee to see what it would take to revitalize that area. So if we had to get together some community, like some spiritual leaderships from churches, a few regular community house homeowners in the area, some researchers from the university, some professors and consultants, as well as financial institutions, to see what it would take to revitalize that piece of that area. And we'd be utilizing so much, taking advantage of vacant space, as well as bringing businesses in and creating more jobs.
I understand you're also on the board of MidMEAC, the Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council.
Are there
environmental issues you think the council should tackle?
I think there are definitely some issues there that the council should address. We should be concerned about the well-being of not just human life, but wildlife. Because it all works together, you know, with the clean water, efficient and clean transportation. Those are the types of things that we're looking into. This is another endeavor that I took on as part of taking care of home. I came back here to take care of home since I have a vested interest in Lansing and a love for Lansing. This is another endeavor that I am passionate about, and I believe that it will help in these challenges that we face in Lansing.
Yanis Y. Jackson is running for an at-large seat on the Lansing City Council. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.